top wife when he's on fame.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Diana Eady, and I'm from the Bureau of Meteorology. The potential for thunderstorm asthma tomorrow, with a high risk forecast in four districts: the Wimmera, the Mallee, Southwest District, and Northern Country. Now, for people in Melbourne, it's going to be mostly a warm and windy day, with the risk of thunderstorms not arriving until after dark. That's not the case for other parts in Victoria, though, with the potential for thunderstorms developing in western parts during the afternoon. And these thunderstorms could be severe, with a risk of locally heavy falls, which could be conducive to flash flooding, as well as the potential for damaging wind gusts as well. And the combination of these thunderstorms, as well as high to extreme pollen counts, is what's leading to this high risk of thunderstorm asthma in those four districts in western and northern central Victoria. Now, as we move forward through and having a look at what's driving these conditions, it's a combination of a trough as well as an approaching cold front. And with that cold front approaching the state, we're going to see winds increase as well. And there is the potential for damaging winds to develop over western parts of Victoria from tonight and continuing into the early hours of the morning. And that threat of damaging winds will extend to central parts as well. So it's going to be a very windy start to the day in Melbourne. And those damaging winds are most likely over elevated areas in Victoria. We could see that potential for wind gusts in excess of 90 kilometres an hour. So western and central elevated areas, as well as the Otway ranges as well. We're seeing moderate risks of thunderstorm asthma elsewhere, including central areas and southwestern Gippsland as well. Now, it's really tomorrow that's the main day of concern. These conditions should start to ease off quite quickly as we head into the early hours of Thursday.
Good afternoon, everybody. Tim Weebush, Chief Officer Operations at the SES. Well, with that outlook that the Bureau has just given of severe thunderstorm risk here in Victoria tomorrow, particularly in the west of the state, moving into central parts in the evening, we're asking all Victorians, particularly as we start to move around again, to be alert to their local conditions. Make sure you're attuned to what the current warnings are. That includes our severe weather warnings, thunderstorm warnings, and asthma warnings again tomorrow. Particularly for our outdoor hospitality venues, we're asking you to take particular precautions now to secure those new items that you might have, whether it's the tables, chairs and umbrellas for outdoor dining settings, making sure they're secure. If you're at home, now's the time to be cleaning out those gutters and stormwater drains and making sure that if we do see any of that heavy rainfall associated with storms, that the water can get away quickly. Finally, we want to make sure that if you are out travelling across regional Victoria now, that you do remain alert on the roads. There's the risk of increased debris across the roads as a result of strong winds, but also the risk of flash flooding. And it can take as little as 15 centimetres for a small vehicle to float in flash flood waters. So our message is clear: do not drive through flash flood waters. And finally, if you do need assistance from Vic SES, you can call SES on 132 500 for flood and storm assistance.
Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Angie Bone. I am Deputy Chief Health Officer for the Environment. So the Bureau of Meteorology is forecasting a high risk for thunderstorm asthma in the four districts: Wimmera, the Mallee, Southwest District, and Northern Country. So thunderstorm asthma can be serious, as we know from the 2016 event, and asthma attacks can vary in severity, but can sometimes be fatal. So today, if you have asthma or hay fever, or you care for somebody with those conditions, or you have symptoms that might suggest you have those conditions, such as a dry cough or runny nose or difficulty breathing, find your inhaler, your reliever inhaler, so that you're ready to have it with you tomorrow. If you don't have a reliever inhaler, you can visit a Supercare pharmacy to get one. They're open 24 hours a day and have a registered nurse available between the hours of 6 and 10pm. If you have an asthma management plan, familiarise yourself with the plan and consider what you will do tomorrow if you get worse symptoms. If you don't have an asthma management plan or you have hay fever, make sure that you know the four steps of asthma first aid. And then tomorrow, when you are out and about, make sure that you have your reliever inhaler with you. And also in the morning, refresh your knowledge of your asthma management plan or asthma first aid. If there is a storm, make sure that you stay out of the wind gusts before it starts. You can go inside, you can close the doors and close the windows. If you do find that your symptoms are worsening, you can call a general practitioner, a pharmacy, or nurse on call. And evidently, if it is becoming a serious situation, somebody is not breathing, somebody is having severe difficulty breathing, dial 000.
Good afternoon, my name's Justin Dunlop and I'm the State Health Commander with Ambulance Victoria. So we're in the peak of the pollen season right now, and the Bureau have now predicted that tomorrow, Wednesday, we can have four weather districts in a high risk of epidemic thunderstorm asthma and three weather districts in moderate risk of thunderstorm asthma. We've not seen that before. So it's important for everybody, if you have hay fever or if you suffer from asthma, that you have a plan, you follow your plan, and you use your medications. If you don't have a plan, then consult your doctor. If you have extreme difficulty breathing and the plan isn't working, dial 000 and call an ambulance in an emergency. 000 saves lives, but save 000 for emergencies. For ambulance, because of the risk, we'll have increased ambulances on the road tomorrow and extra call takers in the 000 call taking centre as well to accommodate the extra work. So take care in the pollen, follow your plan, and if you have difficulty breathing, dial 000.
Okay, so we're open to questions now. Just let us know who you'd like to come up and happy to take questions.
Sorry, just give me 2 seconds, guys. There was just some questions for the Bureau, probably specifically. Thank you very much. Sorry, I'll just make sure I've got all these. Can we talk about, I know you touched on obviously the districts that this is affecting and the high pollen count for regional Victoria. Many parts in regional Victoria are, you know, above 30 degrees at the moment. Is that normal for this time of year?
Well, we're seeing temperatures around about 8 to 12 degrees above average for this time of year, which is certainly quite exceptional. Mildura getting up to a top of 36 degrees today, 35 in Horsham and 32 in Portland and in Bendigo.
Fantastic. I've just realised this one might put you on the spot a little bit, so I might follow that up differently, but a similar temperature, you know, 32 in Bendigo. Is that above average? Like, how does that compare with the usual for this time of year?
Yeah, it's around about 8 degrees above average for this time of year, and we haven't seen those sorts of temperatures so far this season. We did see 35 degrees back in March, though.
Fantastic. That was everything.
Thank you.
So why is the pollen count so high now?
We're not responsible for the pollen count. That's the University of Melbourne for that one. So I'd recommend you ask that question.
And it was mentioned earlier that the risk of thunderstorm asthma is particularly, this might be a question, I'm sorry, it's quite bad for compared to 2016. How's it compared to 2016 and previous events?
Well, what I can say is that we're forecasting high for four districts, and we haven't forecasted four concurrently since the thunderstorm asthma service has been up and running. Of course, with any thunderstorm event, there is risk associated with it. Every thunderstorm event is going to be different, but this one certainly brings that potential there for locally heavy falls and also damaging winds, and that's why we're seeing that high risk in those four districts that we mentioned.
Fantastic. Is someone else also maybe able to comment on how this would compare to the 2016 events that we saw?
Yeah, I can let me have a go. So it's difficult to say how this compares with the 2016 event because every thunderstorm is different. We do know that in the 2016 event, levels of pollen were extreme, as they will be tomorrow in those areas. And we do know that there are particular types of thunderstorms that have wind gusts that are the ones that we are most concerned about, and that is what is being forecast for tomorrow. So we will be obviously monitoring the situation incredibly carefully, and we very much hope that we're not going to see a situation like the one that we did in 2016, largely because of all of the planning that we have done, and also because people in the community are much more aware now of the risk and able to take all of the actions that we were talking about.
And how long are you expecting this warning of the thunderstorm pass to stay in place? So how long could we call it for? Days or?
So the forecasts are done on a daily basis, so they change every day, and we would always say to everybody, keep an eye on the forecast, because it does change on a daily basis, and it really is storm dependent, as well as those underlying pollen levels, and the storms tend to pass through quite quickly.
Fantastic. I think you mentioned about the warning for strong winds and keeping outdoors, is that quite a warning call to restaurants now, wondering
what
their outdoor dining spaces
and that sort of thing? Yes, look, certainly with the uptake of outdoor dining and severe thunderstorms, those two can be a dangerous mix because we can see chairs, umbrellas and tables becoming missiles. But people can take simple precautions, which is securing those items or bringing down the umbrellas and taking them inside ahead of the storms. So I guess what we're asking all our hospitality industry folk to think about is making sure they're attuned to the warnings and alert to the conditions that might be coming through their local area.
And for people up home in those high-risk locations, what should they be doing as well?
Look, I guess for our communities that are in those high-risk locations for severe thunderstorms tomorrow, there's really two risks. One is the risk of falling trees, and as we tragically saw back in August, three people were killed as a result of falling trees, so to stay away from outdoor activities during that time. But also the risk of flash flooding. Some of these storms tomorrow could see between 30 to 50 millimetres of rain in a very short period of time, and that could result in flash flooding. And again, we can't emphasise enough that we can't have people driving through flash flood waters. Thanks, folks.